liable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello, how you doing? Katie Brathwick here to sit beside you while we listen to the very best music on the wireless. We have an all-nighter that takes us riverside in a bit after Max Brook.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
From the movie starring Juliette Binoche and Johnny Depp, Chocolat. Music by Rachel Portman, played on Classic FM by a studio orchestra. And it followed Max Brook, his violin concerto number one in G minor, played by the fabulous Julia Fischer with the Tonhaller Orchestra of Zurich on Classic FM, conducted by David Zinman. And speaking of book adaptations, I've got another one on the way for you before two. Plus, a quiz question for you. I wonder if you are able to link the two book adaptations that I have chosen for you this morning. We shall see. Katie Brethwick here to welcome you to Classic FM this Saturday morning. How are you? I was at the theatre earlier this week seeing a brand new show, Three Hens in a Boat, at the Watermill Theatre. A brand new piece of work, a sort of multi-generational take on Three Men in a Boat, obviously, which is set in my part of the world. I live in Marlow in Buckinghamshire on the River Thames. I'm not on the River Thames, only the very rich people live there. But we have a pub in Marlow called The Complete Angler. And if you ever read the book, you'll know that that is a very, very important place in Three Men in a Boat. So it was nice to see this version brought bang up to date. And I consider this one to be a heck of a lot funnier. I don't know. I thought the old one's fine. if you like that sort of thing. Katie Brethwick here to choose your music this morning, and I've got some fabulous tunes to play you. As I say, another book adaptation on the way for you before two, and an all-nighter for us to take a trip downriver ourselves. It follows this from Schubert.
Thank you.
Schubert's beautiful, flowing impromptu in G flat on Classic FM. Grigory Sokolov at the keyboard. And speaking of flowing, you're all nighter now. A chance for you to sit back and listen to a longer piece of music on Classic FM, and played especially for you if you are staying up this morning. Perhaps you are revising for exams, or you're working the night shift and you're planning on sticking around for my choices of music. And your all-nighter this morning is a musical painting of a journey of a river. It flows through the Czech countryside to Prague. From Smetana, this is Vltava.
Thank you.
It's based on an old Renaissance tune from Italy. Your Classic FM all-nighter for Saturday morning. Smetana's Vltava, played by the fabulous Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and conducted by Nikolaus on Encore. Korean soprano, Grammy award-winning, no less, Sumi Jo on Classic FM, performing Caccini's Ave Maria with the Cologne Gusenich Orchestra, conducted by James Condon. To an Austrian composer next, late Baroque, his name, Matthias Georg Mohn.
Yeah.
Christian Wang and the Camerata Salzburg playing parts of a cello concerto by Matthias Georg Mon. Now, I promised you another adaptation for film of a book before 2 o'clock and a connection between the two films. And I'm wondering whether you can guess what that link is. They were filmed one after another, one in 2000 and this one in 2001. From Stephen Warbeck, this is Pelagia's song from Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
This is Classic FM.
isn't it? A Nigerian composer, Akin Yuba, his Yoruba Songs Without Words, number 3. And that's an example of his pioneering African pianism. He was born in Nigeria, came to Trinity College in London to study, and ended up integrating African musical traditions with Western classical music. And his work is well worth exploring. Just before it, Stephen Warbeck's music for the 2001 film Captain Corelli's Mandolin. Now, I played you earlier something from Chocolat, music by Rachel Portman. And I wonder if you can tell me what links those two films. Have a mull, and I'll let you know after 2. Lang Lang on Classic FM playing List un sospiro. A sigh. Ah, to the news for you. An update from the global newsroom awaits. And then we're into the hour of the Cradle Classic. Time to plump up the pillows, dim the lights, get your bedroom ready for wind down time. And I'm going to be playing you something this morning I have never played you before. The news is next.
Classic FM.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh. Why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to licence by Mastercard International.
Hillary's mid-season sale just got even better. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, get an extra 10% off absolutely everything. That's 10% off all blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our new range of awnings and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillary's extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The head of the Prison Officers Association says he believes a weapon used to stab a prison officer was probably delivered by a drone. Police say the 25-year-old suffered serious injuries at HMP Long Larton in Worcestershire. The Ministry of Justice has declined to comment on the specific claim. Our reporter George Ike says inspectors assessed the prison about 5 months ago.
They identified some...